How to communicate with confidence during meetings. Meetings are the cornerstone of modern business communication, yet many professionals struggle with feeling confident when it's their turn to speak. Whether you're presenting ideas, contributing to discussions, or leading a team meeting, your ability to communicate with confidence directly impacts your career advancement and professional relationships. The difference between those who thrive in meetings and those who remain silent often comes down to preparation, technique, and mindset. Confident meeting communication isn't about being the loudest voice in the room or dominating every conversation. Instead, it's about expressing your thoughts clearly, contributing meaningfully to discussions, and projecting an aura of competence that earns respect from colleagues and superiors alike. When you master the art of confident communication in meetings, you position yourself as a valuable team member and natural leader. Many professionals underestimate the impact of their meeting presence on their overall career trajectory. The ability to speak up effectively in meetings can distinguish you from your peers and accelerate your professional growth. However, developing this skill requires understanding both the psychological and practical elements that contribute to confident communication. Understanding the psychology behind meeting anxiety. Before diving into techniques, it's crucial to understand why many people struggle with meeting confidence. The fear of judgment, imposter syndrome, and the pressure to perform can create a perfect storm of anxiety that undermines your natural communication abilities. Many professionals experience this transformation from confident individuals to nervous speakers once they enter corporate environments, where stakes feel higher and scrutiny more intense. The key to overcoming meeting anxiety lies in recognizing that confidence is a skill that can be developed through practice and preparation. Even the most seasoned executives once struggled with meeting nerves, and understanding that nervousness is normal can help reduce its power over your performance. The goal isn't to eliminate nervousness entirely but to manage it effectively while projecting confidence to others. Preparation, the foundation of confident communication. Confident meeting communication begins long before you enter the conference room. Thorough preparation is your most powerful tool for building confidence and ensuring your contributions are valuable and well received. This preparation should encompass understanding the meeting agenda, researching key topics, and anticipating potential questions or challenges. Start by reviewing all meeting materials in advance, including agendas, reports, and background documents. Identify areas where you have expertise or insights to contribute, and prepare talking points that support the meeting's objectives. Consider potential objections or questions that might arise and develop thoughtful responses that demonstrate your thorough understanding of the subject matter. Additionally, research the meeting participants and understand their roles, perspectives, and potential concerns. This knowledge allows you to tailor your communication style and content to resonate with your audience. When you're well prepared, you naturally feel more confident because you know you have valuable insights to share. Mastering your body language for authority. Your physical presence speaks volumes before you even utter a word. Specific body language techniques can instantly increase your perceived authority and help you command respect in meeting environments. Understanding and implementing these techniques can dramatically improve how others perceive your confidence and competence. Maintain good posture by sitting or standing straight with your shoulders back and your head held high. This position not only makes you appear more confident but actually helps you feel more confident due to the psychological connection between posture and mood. Make deliberate eye contact with speakers and audience members, as this demonstrates engagement and confidence while helping you connect with others on a personal level. Use purposeful gestures to emphasize key points, but avoid fidgeting or nervous movements that can undermine your message. Keep your hands visible and use them to support your verbal communication rather than distract from it. When you're not speaking, maintain an attentive and engaged posture that shows you are actively participating in the discussion even when silent. Vocal techniques for powerful communication. Your voice is one of your most powerful tools for conveying confidence and authority in meetings. The way you speak, including your pace, tone, volume, and clarity, significantly impacts how others perceive your message and your credibility as a speaker. Speak at a measured pace that allows your audience to absorb your message while demonstrating your comfort with the material. Rushing through your points can signal nervousness or lack of preparation, while speaking too slowly might lose your audience's attention. Find the balance that feels natural while ensuring clarity and comprehension. Project your voice sufficiently to be heard clearly by all meeting participants, but avoid shouting or appearing aggressive. Use strategic pauses to emphasize important points and give your audience time to process complex information. These pauses also provide you with moments to collect your thoughts and maintain your composure. Learning how to speak with confidence even when feeling nervous is a crucial skill that can transform your meeting performance. Practice techniques such as deep breathing before speaking, focusing on your message rather than your anxiety, and using positive self-talk to boost your confidence. Strategic communication techniques. Effective meeting communication requires more than just speaking clearly, it demands strategic thinking about when, how, and what to communicate. Implementing effective strategies for speaking up confidently can help you contribute meaningfully while building your reputation as a thoughtful and valuable team member. Choose your moments to speak strategically rather than feeling compelled to contribute to every discussion. Quality trumps quantity when it comes to meeting contributions. When you do speak, ensure your comments add value to the conversation by providing new insights, asking thoughtful questions, or offering solutions to identified problems. Structure your contributions clearly with a beginning, middle, and end. Start with a clear statement of your point, provide supporting details or rationale, and conclude with a specific recommendation or call to action. This structure helps your audience follow your reasoning and increases the likelihood that your suggestions will be implemented. Use data and concrete examples to support your points whenever possible. Specific information carries more weight than general statements and demonstrates your thorough preparation and expertise. However, be prepared to explain complex data in simple terms that all meeting participants can understand. Managing nervousness and building confidence. Even well-prepared professionals can experience meeting nerves, and learning to manage these feelings is essential for confident communication. Recognize that some nervousness is normal and can actually enhance your performance by keeping you alert and focused. Develop a pre-meeting routine that helps you feel calm and centered. This might include reviewing your notes, practicing deep breathing exercises, or visualizing successful interactions. Arrive early to familiarize yourself with the meeting space and technology, reducing potential stress factors that could undermine your confidence. Focus on your breathing during the meeting, taking slow, deep breaths to maintain your composure. If you feel overwhelmed, it's perfectly acceptable to pause for a moment to collect your thoughts before responding to questions or contributing to discussions. Remember that perfectionism is the enemy of confident communication. Accept that you won't have all the answers, and that's perfectly acceptable. Confident communicators know when to say "I don't know, but I'll find out" rather than attempting to bluff their way through unfamiliar territory. Building conversational flow and engagement. Confident meeting communication involves more than delivering monologues. It requires the ability to engage in dynamic conversations that build on others' ideas while advancing the discussion. Keeping conversations flowing naturally is a skill that enhances your effectiveness in collaborative meeting environments. Practice active listening by fully focusing on what others are saying rather than planning your next comment. This approach allows you to build on others' ideas, ask relevant follow-up questions, and contribute to a more collaborative and productive discussion. When you demonstrate genuine interest in others' perspectives, you build rapport and credibility that enhances your own contributions. Use transitional phrases to connect your ideas to previous speakers' comments, such as building on what Sarah mentioned, or that raises an interesting point about. These connections demonstrate that you are engaged in the conversation rather than simply waiting for your turn to speak. Ask thoughtful questions that advance the discussion and show your deep thinking about the topics at hand. Well-crafted questions can be as valuable as definitive statements and often lead to more productive conversations than lengthy presentations. Leveraging technology and visual resources. Modern meetings often incorporate technology and visual aids that can either enhance or detract from your confident communication. Understanding how to effectively use these tools can boost your confidence and improve your message delivery. When using presentation slides or other visual aids, ensure they support rather than replace your verbal communication. Your slides should highlight key points and provide visual reinforcement of your message, but you should remain the focal point of attention. Practice with any technology you'll be using to avoid technical difficulties that could undermine your confidence during the meeting. For virtual meetings, pay particular attention to your camera angle, lighting, and audio quality. These technical elements significantly impact how others perceive your professionalism and confidence. Test your setup in advance and have backup plans for potential technical issues. Developing persuasive communication skills. Confidence in meetings often translates to your ability to influence others and drive decision-making. Sounding more persuasive during presentations and discussions requires understanding the psychology of influence and implementing specific techniques that make your arguments more compelling. Structure your arguments using logical frameworks such as problem-solution benefit or situation-complication resolution. These frameworks help your audience follow your reasoning and make it easier for them to agree with your conclusions. Support your arguments with credible sources, relevant data, and concrete examples that resonate with your audience's experience and priorities. Use inclusive language that brings others into your vision rather than creating an us-versus-them dynamic. Phrases like "we could consider" or "what if we explored" invite collaboration and make others more likely to support your ideas. This approach is particularly effective when proposing changes or challenging existing processes. Handling difficult situations and pushback. Confident communicators know how to handle challenging situations, disagreements, and pushback without losing their composure or credibility. Developing these skills is essential for maintaining confidence when meetings become contentious or when your ideas face resistance. When facing disagreement, focus on understanding the other person's perspective before defending your own position. Ask clarifying questions to ensure you understand their concerns, and acknowledge valid points while maintaining your own stance. This approach demonstrates maturity and confidence while keeping discussions productive rather than adversarial. If you make a mistake or realize you were incorrect about something, address it directly and move forward. Confident communicators take responsibility for errors without dwelling on them or becoming defensive. This honesty actually enhances rather than undermines your credibility. Continuous improvement and practice. Regular practice and continuous improvement are essential for developing and maintaining confident meeting communication skills. Like any other professional skill, confident communication requires ongoing attention and refinement to remain sharp and effective. Seek feedback from trusted colleagues or mentors about your meeting performance, and be open to constructive criticism that can help you improve. Record yourself practicing presentations or discussions to identify areas for improvement in your delivery, body language, and overall presence. Volunteer for opportunities to speak in meetings, lead discussions, or present to groups. Each experience builds your confidence and provides opportunities to refine your skills in real-world situations. Start with lower-stakes meetings and gradually work your way up to more challenging or high-profile situations. Conclusion. Communicating with confidence during meetings is a learnable skill that can dramatically impact your professional success and career advancement. By combining thorough preparation with strong body language, strategic vocal techniques, and genuine engagement with others, you can transform from a nervous observer to a confident contributor who adds value to every meeting. Remember that confidence builds over time through practice and experience. Don't expect perfection immediately, but focus on steady improvement and celebrating small victories along the way. Each successful meeting interaction builds momentum for future success and reinforces your growing reputation as a confident and capable professional. The investment you make in developing confident meeting communication skills will pay dividends throughout your career, opening doors to new opportunities and establishing you as a leader others respect and want to work with. Start implementing these techniques in your next meeting, and watch as your confidence and influence grow with each interaction.